everyone. Welcome to Morning English. This is Colin.
Hello, everybody. This is Cecilia. 欢迎大家收听早安英文。节目开始之前啊，先说一个小福利。每周三，我们都会给粉丝免费送纸质版的英文原版书、英文原版杂志和早安周边。微信搜索“早安英文”，私信回复“抽奖”两个字，就可以参与我们的抽奖福利啦。这些奖品都是老师为大家精心挑选的，非常适合学习英语的学习材料，而且你花钱也很难买到。坚持读完一本原版书、杂志，或者用好我们的周边，你的英语水平一定会再上一个台阶的。快去公众号抽奖吧，祝大家好运。Colin, have you ever felt stuck before?
Stuck?You mean like stuck in a place?
Yeah, in a place, in a mood, anything you want to get away from but are unable to. 就是那种被困住了，无法挣脱也改变不了的感觉。
Well, of course I have. Same as many people during this pandemic last year. There's so many of us were stuck at home or stuck without a job.
确实哈，去年的疫情啊，让很多人都体会到了这种被困住的感觉。We were stuck on hold for everything next that was going to happen in our lives, waiting for a future to arrive that seemed unreadable and impenetrable then.
Yeah, it did feel like everything stopped and was on hold, as you put it.
没错，感觉一切都暂停了。那暂停呢？刚刚我用的是 on hold 这个表达。一件事处在暂停的状态呢，我们就可以说 something is on hold. 那么使某事暂停，或者说中断某事、搁置某事，我们可以说 put something on hold.
Right. For example, all the plans we have made have to be put on hold.
就是我们所做的计划都必须要搁置了。那其实生活中啊，我们经常会有这种被困住的感觉。好比说，去年我们都被困在了疫情里。漂泊在北上广的年轻人被困在一座城市里，还有失去至亲的人被困在思念里。那今天我们要聊的呢，是被困在一段婚姻里面。
Stuck in a marriage.
Right. 我们今天所有的内容都整理成了文字版的笔记，欢迎大家到微信搜索“早安英文”，私信回复“奋斗”两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。其实我本来想说困在一段感情里的。But I won't even call it a relationship because in some marriages, there is really not much love left.
Yeah, the marriage becomes more of a shackle than a bond.
这个比喻非常好啊。婚姻它一旦没有了感情，它就不再是维系双方的纽带，而成为了一种枷锁。那 Colin 刚刚说的这个 shackle, 它就指这种镣铐或者说枷锁。那因为这种手铐脚铐都是一对一对的嘛，那所以呢，它常常会以复数的形式出现，就是 shackles.
It's figuratively used in reference to something that restrains and impedes.
Right, 就跟我们中文里面一样，这个镣铐 shackles, 它可以引申为一种限制，一种束缚。
Sometimes a marriage can end up a hell.
Yeah, like this one I read about recently. 最近呢，我在网上看到啊，一个女人她多次起诉离婚。原因呢是丈夫脾气暴躁，经常会对她实施暴力，并且更离谱的是啊，这个丈夫他还曾经试图对自己的岳母，也就是妻子的母亲心生歹意，强奸未遂。
The wife should have divorced him the first time of domestic violence. Why did she have to file for divorce multiple times?
对呀，任何一个有理智的人都会想赶紧离开这种人渣，越快越好啊。都说家暴有了第一次就会有第二次嘛，绝对不能容忍。那刚刚 Colin 说的这个 domestic violence, domestic 它表示家庭的，再加上 violence 它就表示家庭暴力。
Domestic violence is something that shouldn't ever be tolerated.
是的，其实这个妻子她也明白这个道理啊，但是呢，她每次起诉离婚都失败了。那起诉离婚，申请离婚，刚刚 Colin 用了一个短语来表达，叫做 file for divorce。
Yeah, file for something means to present something, so it could be officially recorded and dealt with.
File for, 这个结构它可以表示提起诉讼或者说提出申请。
But I'm confused. Why wasn't she allowed to divorce this man?
关于这点呢，法院其实他也给出了不准离婚的理由啊。那理由就是他们都一起生活了好多年了，还有两个孩子，感情一定非常深厚啊。Or else, why would they have two children? 大家看不到 Colin 现在的表情啊，他现在就是那个地铁老人看手机的表情包。
Yeah, I mean, this reason is just preposterous. She was hurt physically by this man. Her mother was almost raped by him. How would she feel being told that she must have deep affection towards this guy?
真的是离谱啊。任何一个有同理心的人都不会用感情深厚来形容他和这个男人的关系。所以呢，我完全理解你为什么说这个判决给出的理由非常的 preposterous。
Yeah, preposterous means completely unreasonable, especially in a way that is shocking or annoying.
也就是说形容一件事非常的不合情理，非常的荒谬啊。So, what's preposterous about this case is that it was the woman who had suffered torture and atrocity, but it was not up to her to say how her marriage was like.
So, this makes me wonder, how can you prove your own feelings? How can you prove that you hate this man when everyone is telling you that you love this man? Or what if you still love this man?
Well, under this kind of circumstance, it doesn't need to be proven.It should be self-evident. It's human nature. 还是那句话，但凡是有点同理心的人，也会明白这个妻子她有多想摆脱这个禽兽啊，这不是明摆着的吗？
Yeah, it's so obvious that there is no need for proof or explanation.
嗯，太过明显都不需要证明，所以呢，我们用了 self-evident 这个词，它就表示不证自明的，或者说不言而喻的。
Oh, by the way,Do you know the man is mentally ill?
哦、oh, 对，这个男人他其实是有精神疾病的。所以呢，这也是法庭不准许离婚的一个重要的原因。那这个妻子她不光不能离婚了，她现在还必须照顾这个让她痛苦万分的男人，履行所谓的妻子的义务。
The trials dragged on for years, until last year, she finally divorced the man successfully with the help of a kind judge. Ah, it must be such a relief.
But years have been wasted on this, right?
Yeah, yeah.
虽然呢，最后还是成功离婚了，但是呢，这么多年就浪费在这一次又一次的起诉上面。我们说某件事一拖再拖，拖了很久，就可以用 drag on 这个短语。比方说刚刚 Colin 说的这个 ,the trials dragged on for years, 审判一拖再拖。
You know, I don't think this is a single case. Many women are living through the same kind of nightmare.So many women are trapped into misfortune in the name of marriage, and they are stuck in it. Some may never be able to break away.
Yeah, I had no idea how pervasive this problem was until I read the story of Ma Pan Yan. 大家还记得马盼燕这个名字吗？那是我第一次认识到啊，一些女性的生存状况是如此之艰难，而这个情况其实并不少见啊，甚至在某些地方称得上普遍，遍布的，到处弥漫的。我们用 pervasive 这个词去形容，它的动词形式呢就是 pervade, 遍布、遍及。
I think that this problem is multifaceted, and it's going to take a multifaceted approach to solve this problem.
Yeah, if you ask me how to fix it, honestly, I don't know. 就像你说的，这种问题的出现它是多方面的，那要解决这个问题呢，也需要多方面的立法。那我能做的也只是多多关心自己身边的女性朋友。Be there for them and support them when needed.
Yeah, and pay more attention to this kind of report and news. Support from the public must mean something to them.
我们能做的其实很少哈，但是做了比起不做一定是有改变的。好了，这期节目就到这里。最后再提醒大家一下，我们今天的所有内容都整理成了文字版的笔记，欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文，私信回复奋斗两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。
So thanks for listening. This is Colin.
This is Cecilia. See you next time. Bye.
Bye.
This podcast is from Morning English.
学口语就来早安英文。